Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. UN climate negotiators meeting in Dubai have agreed to a first-of-its-kind plan to phase out coal, oil, and natural gas in favor of clean energy. UK Climate Minister Graham Stewart.
Well, I was delighted to see us come to a global agreement and for the first time commit globally to transition away from fossil fuels.
That commitment non-binding. As Israel's bombing campaign continues in southern Gaza, President Biden plans to meet with families of American hostages still being held by Hamas. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
This will be the president's first in-person meeting with the families since Hamas's October 7th attack against Israel. Mr. Biden has spoken to some of the families on the phone.
Arizona Supreme Court considering a bid to bring back a Civil War-era abortion ban. Planned Parenthood's Dr. Jill Gibson.
What's at stake is that the people of Arizona might very well lose the access to this essential component of health care.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents is set to vote today on the same deal with Republican lawmakers it rejected Saturday. Among other things, it would trade more modest diversity efforts for employee pay raises. The Journal Sentinel tweets Amy Bogost may flip her vote. The League of Women Voters is against a resolution in the state assembly to dissolve the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The league's Deborah Cronmiller says the agency doesn't need to be shut down.
I think that this is functioning government that, you know, certain legislators are just wanting to take that power and make it not function.
Conservatives and other conspiracy theorists have targeted the Elections Commission ever since Donald Trump lost the 2020 presidential election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee's city attorney is seeking re-election next year. Despite facing controversy since being elected in 2020, Tierman Spencer is running for another term. He's faced staff departures following sexual harassment claims and allegations of a toxic work environment. The city's inspector general recommended considering removing Spencer from office and referred him and a deputy to the district attorney for possible misconduct charges. Spencer is facing a challenger in the upcoming primary. Just over 20 houses with holiday cheer are on the Waukesha light map. The city is asking folks with light displays to submit pictures and locations of their holiday lights. Those are then featured on a continually updated map. That allows people to map out a route of area displays. That map is on the City of Waukesha website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat!
Okay. And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Indiana Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. The Pacers have beat the Bucks 3 out of the last 5 times the teams have met. Bucks forward Malik Beasley says, in some ways, this Bucks team is still getting to know each other.
I mean, I feel like we've been pretty good overall in the clutch as a new team. You know, it ain't always easy to win games. And I think that's still, you know, we have high expectations, championship and stuff. But, you know, like Coach said last night, we got to win. And, you know, control our situations better in between the game, first, third, second quarter, to prevent those type of situations. But, you know, we're ready for late game situations if need be.
NFL, the Packers could be short at wide receiver this week when they face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Dontavian Wicks told reporters he may have a high ankle sprain. Jaden Reed said to be in the concussion protocol. Matt LaFleur.
I think anytime you have more guys that continue to go out, it's also an opportunity for other guys.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
High of 37 today under partly cloudy skies. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, lows level off around 24. Bright sunshine tomorrow, 47. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop.
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. I'm waiting for the warm-up.
Yeah, with the sun's out, so it should be on its way.
Yeah, we're talking 50. Tomorrow and Friday. So that's the warm up I'm looking for. Sun is fine, but man, that'd be a little warmer for me. Let me ask you, Calvin. When you were in school, in high school and in middle school, were there police officers in your building?
No.
What are your thoughts about police officers being in schools?
I would say I'm probably not a fan of it. I'm not sure though if there's repeated unsafe things happening at the school, maybe it's the only option.
Well, I'm sure, in my opinion on it, I spent 12 years volunteering my time in Milwaukee Public Schools. And some of those schools were not exactly, you know, safest places in the world. Were there fights? Yeah, I don't know if they had fights in your school. Were there ever fights?
I think in my entire 4 years, there was maybe two.
Okay, so there are fights in the schools. And in the 12 years that I volunteered my time, kids would fight, but they didn't fight with weapons. They didn't fight with guns and knives and, you know, nuclear weapons, contrary to what people, you know, across the state would think, and especially the state legislature. So beginning next year in January, Milwaukee Public Schools is forced by the legislature to put 25 law enforcement officers into the schools. And I can tell you, I was in the schools when the last time police officers were in the schools. And this is, I think the last time they were in the schools was 2020. And so I knew some of the officers who were in some of the buildings that I were in. Nice guys, but they're in the wrong place. You know, walking around with all of their gear, you know, tasers, guns, you know, all the other, you know, the clubs that they use, that they wear, all of that stuff that they wear in a school building, as if, you know, there's somebody's going to be breaking into the school and committing all sorts of things. The Republicans forced this upon the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee Public Schools when the decision was made that the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County would be allowed to raise sales taxes in order to pay off, you know, some of the impending debts that Milwaukee would incur because it was not allowed to raise the sales taxes. But the state of Wisconsin and the legislature, Republican-led legislature, said, okay, if you want to have a chance to raise your sales taxes to pay for the police and the fire, because for the most part, that was the main reason that these taxes had to be raised, was to pay the salaries and the pensions of police and fire, and also the demand that the city of Milwaukee maintain X amount of law enforcement officers. It doesn't matter whether we can afford them or not. Those things were all forced on the city of Milwaukee by a Republican legislature in the state of Wisconsin. Well, now those 25 law enforcement officers are going to be back in Milwaukee Public Schools, even though it was unnecessary. And I'll tell anybody it was unnecessary, not based on opinion, but based on facts of what I witnessed in my 12 years in Milwaukee Public Schools. You certainly didn't need police officers there, armed police officers. Now, I don't know if, you know, how many other districts across the state it's going to impact, but I do know it will impact Milwaukee. And if there are not enough police officers in the city, somebody explain to me why 25 of them will spend their time in the public schools instead of on the street. How that somehow makes sense. It is, in fact, nonsensical. It has been from the onset when this was forced upon the city of Milwaukee. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, the chief of police himself did not think it was necessary. And yet people from outside of the city demanded it. And now Milwaukee Public Schools has to, you know, they've got to do this because what choice do they have? It is a mandated issue. 844-967-2789. I know we're in different, places across the state of Wisconsin. But I wonder, in your district, do you have police officers in your towns, in your cities? Do you have police officers mandated in the schools? Listen, I'm not going to tell anybody that there aren't fights in the schools. There are fights in the schools. No question. But they have people called safeties. I don't know, Calvin, if you guys had adults whose job it was to kind of, you know, police the halls and things like that. Did you have anybody like that?
I went to a real small school, so no, I didn't.
Okay, so in Milwaukee Public Schools, there are people called safeties, and their job is to basically kind of keep things in order. And, you know, if there are fights and things like that, the safeties will break them up. You don't need a police officer to do that. And so is it a positive thing? Has it been a positive thing? Well, I don't think so. And let me give you what the research says. Ben Fisher, a University of Wisconsin-Madison associate professor who reviewed 32 evaluations of school-based police programs, said he found that police in schools weren't shown to diminish school violence. I repeat, weren't shown to diminish school violence, crime, or the pressure, a presence of weapons or drugs. Police in schools have also led to more suspensions, Fisher said, possibly because of officers informing administrators about offenses, especially subjective offenses such as disrespect, that might otherwise be handled differently by school staff. That's what I mean by safeties. An April study by the University of Albany and the Rand Corporation reviewing data from 2014 to 2018 found that school resource officers reduced some form of violence in the schools but did not prevent gun-related incidents. It found that having police in schools led to more suspensions, expulsions, and arrests. Now, I would venture to say that, you know, in some areas, there certainly have been people who've gotten into schools and shot up schools. And maybe this is what one of the reasons why people wanted to put police officers in schools. But the truth of the matter is, Milwaukee Public Schools is the largest of all the districts, and maybe it might have more kids in Milwaukee Public Schools than almost all the districts combined. It's a bit of an exaggeration, but 70,000 students in Milwaukee Public Schools. And not once has someone come in and shot up a school. So, ever. And so, you know, when you say we need to have law enforcement officers in the building, and those law enforcement officers are in the building because they're going to deter something, come on. Those 25 officers should be on the street. There's crime on the street. There's a lack of officers in our community. That's what everybody says. Why would you take 25 of them off the street and put them in the school district based on what somebody who doesn't even live in the city has made those decisions? And so these are the kinds of things that I think we have to get a grip on. Hey, we live in the city of Milwaukee. Those of us who live where I live, and whatever town or city you live in, you should be the people making the decision on what's best for your city or your town. Why is that not the case with the city of Milwaukee? It frustrates me to no end that repeatedly, over and over and over, we have to deal with these types of issues. That somebody who has never set foot in the city of Milwaukee makes decisions that impact and affect we, the taxpayers, who should have freedoms to make decisions on what's best for our communities. You know, and I'm not just talking about Milwaukee. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, do you think it makes sense to have law enforcement officers in your schools? 844-967-2789. As I stated, I have never seen a reason why. Does not make sense. Never has. And yet here we are again. Decisions that have been made by people who should not even have the power to make those decisions. And then the question should be why. You know, got to take a short hiatus, 844-967-2789. Got to pay some bills. Don't touch that now. I got a lot to talk about this morning, as we'll be joined in the 9 o'clock hour by Executive Director Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action as he comes back from, what, sunny Arizona?
Yeah, I think it was Arizona.
All right. We'll return.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. A Friday night live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, enjoy the music and fun of Bail Jumpers, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I had a doctor's appointment last week, I think it was. And so I was thinking about, you know, so you go to the doctor and you get 10 minutes with the doctor, if you're fortunate. And so when you get that 10 minutes with the doctor, you don't know. You don't get a chance to talk to the doctor about things that are going on with you. And basically, you know, we listen to what the doctor has to say. Very seldom do we tell the doctor what our issues are. We speaking for me, okay? But I'm pretty sure that many of you are like I am, you know, when it comes to that. You know, well, let me do this because we apparently have some callers from the last question we had before the break. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Hey, you know, I listen to you every morning on the way to work, and I just got in my truck, and I heard you say something about resource officers, and you're not in favor of that? Is that what I heard?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, I am in favor of it, and I don't know why, even though, you know, we're in different political sides, I don't know why you would be against that. My nephew is a resource officer in Kenosha. He's a Kenosha County Sheriff. And the school has really not a lot of problems there. There's really very few fights. He walks around. The kids feel comfortable. They like him. He likes the kids. They come to him if they have a problem.
So Gary, you just started listening. So let me tell you why I'm opposed to it. I spent 12 years in Milwaukee Public Schools. In 2020, there were resource officers in the schools. And so the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee Public Schools decided we no longer wanted to have law enforcement officers in our schools. We the taxpayers, because we didn't see any need for it. And with 70,000 students, you know, MPS has safeties. They call them safeties, and so it's their job to break up fights. Okay, so since 2020, we were fine. It was Republicans who forced this on us just recently. So coming into 2024, 25 police officers who should be on the street are going to be in the buildings with twiddling their fingers. And that's a fact. I told you I spent 12 years in the district. I'm not talking about something I don't know anything about. I'm telling you that the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee Public Schools did not want police officers in their buildings. It was forced on them because of, again, Republicans in the legislature who said, if you want this to raise your your sales tax, this is part of what you'll have to do in order for us to vote yes. So this was forced on us. We, the taxpayers, who did not want it.
Okay, so these guys that you have in these schools that are there to break up fights, do they have arrests?
They don't need it. So Gary, they don't need it. Okay, you're talking to somebody who spent 12 years in the buildings, not somebody who's talking about something from what somebody else said. I have experience, and I've seen it. And what they do is talk to children. This is not about arresting children. Children have disagreements. I'll tell you, when I was in the 12th grade, 11th grade, I think, might have been 10th grade, I had a fight. I'm not a criminal. So what are we talking about arresting kids? They had a fight. They had a disagreement, you know. And so that doesn't require a law enforcement officer with a gun and a billy club and all those other things that go along with it.
If you're walking down the street and you're with your kids and some kid comes up there and starts popping on your kid, don't you think that that kid should be arrested for hitting your child?
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, what a wonderful world it will be. So, yeah, I mean, all this if stuff. Facts are facts. Facts are that we did not want or request, the people who live in the city, the taxpayers, did not want police officers in the buildings. Republicans overturned that, who don't even live in our city. And that's the issue. Law enforcement officers, and many of them I knew, who knew it was a waste of their time to be sitting in the buildings when they could be on the street. We have a shortage of law enforcement officers. Why would we want to have them in a building by mandate by somebody who doesn't know anything about our city?
When there's an officer walking around the school, the kids are going to be a little bit better.
Absolutely not. I just read the factual information. You just came on, so you don't know what we've covered. So the factual information of where that has not been shown to make any major difference, Gary.
Well, the thing is, you know, I don't know about bringing felony charges against, but you have no right to go out there and strike anybody.
Hey Gary, I told you as a kid, I got into a fight with a kid before. Should there have been felony charges written against me because I got into a fight with another kid? Absolutely not.
No, I got in fights when my kids
okay.
were My kids are in their 40s now. They got into fights. I had to go to This is back in 97 and stuff like that. I had to go to court, and my son had to pay a fine.
Okay, Gary. So I don't know what they do in Sussex, but in Milwaukee, when I got into a fight, my parents did not have to go to court. I got suspended, and they had to come to school, and we had a conversation. It's not a criminal act to get into a fight, one child to another. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. You can join us. Your thoughts.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters may someday choose their candidates for Congress in a very different way. A bipartisan ranked choice voting bill got its first hearing before a state Senate committee yesterday. Under ranked choice voting, all candidates for U.S. House and Senate would appear on a primary ballot together, regardless of their party. The top five candidates would advance to the general election. Maine and Alaska do it this way. Property taxes are expected to go up an average of about 4.7% in Wisconsin. On the other hand, the new state budget added about $250 million to the school tax levy credit and boosted the lottery tax credit by $16 million. That means the typical property owner is actually seeing bills go up by closer to 2 or 3%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In November, there was a less than 1% decrease in year-to-year home sales in the five-county Milwaukee region. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors reported a 1.3% increase in home sales in Milwaukee County, the only county in the region to show growth compared to last year's numbers. Waukesha County saw a marginal decline of about 1%. The realtors are emphasizing the urgent need for more property listings in the market. Despite higher interest rates, the demand for homes remains strong. The concentration of squads today in southern Milwaukee County is for an officer's funeral. Visitation is this morning in Franklin for Milwaukee officer James Nowak. A funeral is this afternoon. He died in a car crash while off duty in Oak Creek. An investigation is still ongoing into that crash. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Indiana Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. The Pacers have beat the Bucks three out of the last five times the teams have met. Bucks forward Malik Beasley says, in some ways, this Bucks team is still getting to know each other.
I mean, I feel like we've been pretty good overall in the clutch as a new team. You know, it ain't always easy to win games. And I think that's still, we have high expectations, championship and stuff. But, you know, like Coach said last night, we got to win. And, you know, control our situations better in between the game, first, third, second quarter, to prevent those type of situations. But, you know, we're ready for late game situations if need be.
NFL, the Packers could be short at wide receiver this week when they face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Dontavian Wicks told reporters he may have a high ankle sprain. Jaden Reed said to be in the concussion protocol. Matt LaFleur.
I think anytime you have more guys that continue to go out, it's also an opportunity for other guys.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
High of 37 today under partly cloudy skies. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, lows level off around 24. Bright sunshine tomorrow, 47. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Merry Christmas, baby.
All right. Welcome back to the Early Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. So at the beginning of 2024, Milwaukee Public Schools will have 24 police officers with their full regalia in the buildings, mandated, not by, you know, the chief of police or by the mayor or by the common council or by the taxpayers of the city of Milwaukee. They will be there because Republican legislature demanded that if the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County were to receive an opportunity to, you know, raise the sales tax, this would be the caveat. Amongst other things, you're going to have to put these law enforcement officers in the school. Doesn't matter whether you like it or not. You know, it doesn't include voucher or charter schools. That's the other part of this. Only in Milwaukee public schools, Republicans have made that mandate themselves. And as I said before, I've spent 12 years in Milwaukee public schools as a volunteer and was there daily and in the high schools and in the middle schools. And so, you know, and some of those that were considered to be the worst of the schools, I was there having conversations and dialogues with young people, which is what is needed more than a law enforcement presence, regardless of what, you know, others think. And it does not bear to reason that having police officers, where we are short in the city of Milwaukee on the street, that 25 of them will be taken off the street and put in the schools. They're not needed. And I know they're not needed because of my experience, not because of what somebody said. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Yeah, I'm not surprised that the Republicans mandated this because they like everyone living in fear, and this is just another way of keeping the public living in fear. Oh, we have to have, our schools are so bad, we have to have police in every one of them. I happen to know that there's one of the northern suburbs of Milwaukee, one of the high schools up there, they have two resource officers. And not only that, they have cameras throughout the whole school, and they have a live feed that goes directly to the police department.
That's ridiculous.
It is. And a friend of mine said, well, this is just to get kids used to living in a surveillance state. That, you know, if they go to the high school with this, they, okay, when they get out of school, they're used to cameras on the streets and everything, filming everything they do because, well, they grew up with it. But yeah, I am not in favor of this at all. I mean, when I was in high school, yeah, there were fights and stuff and the school handled it and some kids got suspended, but there were no police involved. I mean, it's part of, I don't want to say normal society, but this stuff happens. And then to have a police involved and all of a sudden now you're sitting in court because of a disagreement you had with a different kid where it could have been just settled outside of all of this. But now we get the government involved and it becomes a huge thing for something that did not have to happen.
Well, you know, the other part of it, Tom, is the fact that in the city of Milwaukee, you know, we've been mandated by the same legislature to have X number of police officers. We've been mandated, the city of Milwaukee, mandated by people who made the same law. And so you take 25 officers off the street daily and put them in the schools. I said I was in the schools in 2020 and before, but 2020 is the last time that law enforcement officers were in Milwaukee public schools. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. And so we've been doing fine without them. But now they've been forced to be back in the schools. The police officers are bored. They're sitting at a desk. It's for 8 hours, man. And there's nothing for them to do. I wouldn't want to be a law enforcement officer just sitting at a desk. inside a school when they could be out and about and moving and doing their jobs where they're needed. They're not needed in the schools. Thank you very much for the call. Good morning to you, Susan. How you doing? Thank you very much. You say what?
Well, I can do one better for you. I worked for 24 years for the City of Milwaukee Police Department in communications as a civilian 911 operator and floor supervisor. And I know exactly what you're talking about. By taking 25 officers off of the streets and putting them into the schools is shortening the capabilities of the Milwaukee Police Department to respond to crime on the street.
Yes.
These officers are needed on the street. You are going to see a rise in crime in the city of Milwaukee because our officers are not on the street. They're in schools. And you don't need to have two officers at every school. Even if you sign, you could have your regular security guards or whatever you call them in there.
They're called
taking
safeties.
Care of the safety officers, taking care of the little things that happen. And sure, sometimes big fights roll out. Well, then, you know what? They can call the police department. We can send a couple of officers out there. But to assign officers to the school, 25, take them off the street, is wrong. Because the response time for street crime is going to get more and more lengthy. And when it gets more and more lengthy, the crime gets worse and worse on the street. And that's all I have
to say. Well, Susan, you said a mouthful. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ.
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Needless to say, I disagree with you.
I know. You haven't been in the schools. Yeah. You haven't been in Milwaukee public schools. So whatever it is and whatever position you are coming from, it is from a position, not from experience. It's based on just your opinion.
Really? Well,
absolutely.
You don't know me, Earl.
I do know you.
I
know you haven't been in Milwaukee public schools. I spent 12 years there.
Go ahead, Earl. Go ahead.
Yeah, I spent 12 years there. Okay, so I know that. I know you haven't been there. But go ahead.
What? We've seen the failures of your 12 years. We've seen the failures.
Thank you very much for the call. I'm not going to get into, not even a conversation as worthy of the subject matter that we were talking about. Let me go here. All right, 12 mistakes you make at the doctor's office. So I was saying earlier, I was at the doctor's office the other day. And, when we go to the doctor, we've aged, we really don't know what questions to ask the doctor. We get 15 minutes with the doctor if we are lucky. But here's an article in AARP that I went over this morning. And it says 12 mistakes you make at the doctor's office. This is by a physician himself who, when he goes to the doctor's office, this is advice for how to make your visit go well. And so what is it like being a patient? That's something I thought I would never need to ask myself. After all, to become a primary care pediatrician, I went through 11 years of schooling plus a lifetime of continuing education, both the formal required type and the learning that comes by doing the stuff they don't tell you in school. Even with all that training and 3 decades in medical practice, I felt wholly unprepared when I began to visit the doctor's office more often. Now, this is a doctor going himself to another doctor for his health. I realize how difficult it is to be the one seeking care rather than the one giving it. In other words, being a patient is hard. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we should be doing when we go to our doctors. And I know that, and let me tell you why I think this is so important, because in the coming weeks, I met with the pharmacist And Calvin, so we're going to have a pharmacist on December 21st. And so I met with the pharmacist and sat down and had a consultation with the pharmacist. I had never done that before in my life, that a pharmacist could take the time to sit down and talk to me about the medications I was taking and what I could do to get off of the meds that doctors had prescribed for me. I know that probably includes most of the people in this audience who are taking medications based on what the doctor prescribed, because we trust the doctor. And this is not a matter of us not, you know, trusting, and we should not trust the doctor. But what the pharmacist told me just made so much sense that I said, I want to make sure that people in the audience get this opportunity, because they may never get the chance again. Because prior to my meeting with this pharmacist, I didn't know. And so he explained that doctors just don't have time based on the way the system is set up. You know, Sandy always talks about the healthcare system, but the way it's set up now, it's like an assembly line. I did get 10 minutes with my doctor, and then I was out. I hadn't seen that same doctor for over a year. It's a cardiologist, by the way. And so 10 minutes. I haven't seen the cardiologist in a year, but I only had 10 minutes to sit down with that doctor. So these are some of the things that we need to do as we prepare to go and see our doctors. We're going to take a short hiatus, 844-967-2789. Don't touch that dial. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
I got music on my radio. Good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should he treat me nice? Bought all those good old presents. I love you, baby, the rest of my life. Merry Christmas, girl. Merry, merry, merry Christmas, baby. Should he treat me?
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
There's excitement surrounding Carroll University basketball this year. Head coach Lindsey Schultz and the Pioneer women are fired up to deliver another winning season in the CCIW. You can catch all the action of every Carroll women's home game right here. Join Don Brown as he takes you from tip-off through all the game excitement on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Lots of happy little children waiting for sunrise. A stocking full of candy and a big surprise. Look at the happiness in their eyes. They're glad it's Christmas. People caroling into the night. Where the snow is falling, their sleigh bell rides tonight. We'll snuggle to a nice warm fire. I'm glad it's Christmas. But before to give today, then wonder why we can't give it all every day. There is no reason, every season is love. People really need one another, man, woman, boy, girl, sister, and brother. We wish to wish happy holidays.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So before we took that short respite, I was talking about, you know, what we should be doing when we go to our doctor. And so, you know, I met with a pharmacist who really kind of explained a lot of things to me. And why sometimes in today's world where we visit our doctors, it's only this short period of time. I've lived long enough to remember when I used to have, you know, and doctors had their own practices, and you could sit down with the doctor for 20 minutes or so, and you knew him, he knew you, he knew your family, he knew what was going on, and he would take time out. But ever since, you know, corporate, you know, hospitals and corporate, you know, healthcare has come into existence, it is not that way anymore. So you go to the doctor, you may go once a year, you may go twice a year, and then he prescribes medications based on your ailment. You know, my eyelash hurts. Okay, here's a pill. Hey, Calvin, my toenail. I got a hangnail. Oh, you got a hangnail? Oh, here's a pill. You know, well, you know, my eyelashes. It's not growing as fast. Okay, really, your eyelashes, here's a pill. But so that's the reality of what we deal with. So you wind up with all these different medications. The doctors is not their fault. They don't have the time to look at the medications you are taking. And when they prescribe another medication to you and me, they don't know the interactions of the meds that you are already taking with the new prescription that they just given you, because you say, you know, your toenail is hurting. And so what happens is all of those different medications you're taking for different issues, and at some point in time, they all have trouble interacting with one another. We don't know that. And so it's critically important that a pharmacist who is the doctor of medication. That's what a pharmacist is. We see pharmacists, Calvin, and they're behind the counter, and they're your meds, right? They're making sure that you get the meds that are prescribed. But they know what's in the medications that you are taking. That is their skill set. Doctors don't know that, Calvin. They're not trained to know what's in the medication that they're offering you. And that's why it's so critically important that you can get with a pharmacist after the doctor has prescribed the medications and have a consultation. Now, you can have a consultation with a pharmacist at Walgreens or CVS, because Walgreens and CVS, come on, man, they're just thousands and thousands and thousands of patients they may see in a day. But if you can find a pharmacist, maybe in the town where you live, sit down with your pharmacist, ask for a consultation with them, and I'm telling you what you will learn about the medication you are taking. The pharmacist can call up the doctor, and the doctor will take the call from the pharmacist, because the doctor understands who and what the pharmacist is. Pharmacist is that guy who can tell you what happens in the interactions with the meds that you've been prescribed. Some of us have several doctors, you know, cardiologists, doctors for, you know, endocrinologists. You have doctors for all sorts of things. People listening know what I'm talking about. So those doctors don't talk to one another. They're too busy. So when you go to the doctor that you are seeing for whatever the issue it is, he doesn't know about the meds that you, well, he knows you've been prescribed these other meds, but he doesn't know why you're going to see that particular doctor. And so there is no communication between them. And so we wonder why, as we get older, some of us are taking too much medication. Well, this is the reason, and it's why I'm going to be bringing on a pharmacist to have some conversation with us. Let's go to Bob quickly from Wisco. Wisco, Bob, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. I'm calling to respond to the situation with the police in the schools.
Okay.
And to me, that seems to be the typical short-sighted thing that our the majority party here in Wisconsin keeps pulling. I would suggest that we better look at teaching conflict resolution every step of the way, from kindergarten through the graduation from high school.
Hey, Bob, I wish I had more time, but I agree. Those safeties, no conflict resolution, the people who are in the buildings, and that's how they can deal with it. Got to take a short hiatus. Don't touch that dial. We'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action of Wisconsin.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The Friday Night Live Music Party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday nights. This Friday night, enjoy the music and fun of Bail Jumpers. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.